Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back here on Sports Talk, also known as our Power Hour edition of Inside Black and Gold, Jeff and I's podcast that we put out weekly. And I want to get into our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We've got George in Monroe. Jeff was talking about the Saints draft, and George wants to chime in. What you got for us, George?
Yeah, good evening to you, fellas. But look, I know people have been talking about how the Saints have been missing out on the draft picks. But what I don't understand, I don't see it that way. I mean, look at the players, whether it be a free agent or a draft pick, that they let just walk, give away for nothing, didn't want to pay the money. I mean, you know, you got Marcus Williams, you got Henderson, you got, you know, the linebacker, Caden Ellis, you got Zach Bond from last year. I mean, just by their team, it seems like I watch the Saints play. They got all, I mean, like Zach Bond. He leads the Eagles in tackles this year.
Been a beast.
Caden Ellis, he leads. He led Atlanta in tackles this year, and they have let some really good players lead there. Now, I know you can't pay everybody, but what is the deal when you draft a player and you want to develop that player and you get that guy like Zach Bond? They finally figured out what a good player he was the last year, at the end of the last year he was with the Saints. And they let him go to Philadelphia. Now, I don't know, maybe they couldn't afford him, but hey, if you can't afford to keep a player, to me it doesn't matter. I know people look at things different. But to me, I don't care if he's a draft pick or a free agent. If you draft a number one draft pick and say a number four, and the number four draft pick can outplay the number one draft pick at the same position, why is people saying, well, you know, this guy's got to work out. You know, and that's like, just like Derek Carr now. Look what Denver done with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, before we change the subject, I do want to talk about the draft. And, you know, I think you make some good points with Zach Bond. And, you know, the issue with Zach Bond is, okay, who's he playing over, right? And I think there's a couple of things that have happened. And you mentioned Trey Hendrickson, guys, Marcus Williams. So you're going back to 2017, and that's really the last great draft the Saints have had. And yeah, they did let a few of those guys walk, but I do think you hit on an important point, which is the player evaluation and the alignment between, hey, we drafted this guy. We think he's going to be a good player. Well, you got to play him, you know? And The issue I think the Saints ran into is DeMario Davis played forever, and you know, are you going to bench DeMario Davis to put Zach Bond on the field? Because that's probably what you would have had to do to get Zach Bond on the field. Now, you mentioned, oh, could you not afford Zach Bond? The Saints could afford Zach Bond. Mickey Loomis said they tried to re-sign Zach Bond. The issue was Zach Bond wanted to play, and the Saints could not promise him playing time because Dennis Allen wasn't going to play him over DeMario Davis. So he went to the Eagles, a system that fit him a little better. And, you know, they run a 3-4, kind of that hybrid scheme, so he can play that inside linebacker spot next to N'Kobe Dean, and he did, and he's starting that role, doing what he kind of felt like he could have done all along, and the Saints just couldn't find a spot for him. What I'll say is, yes, you do need to keep the players you draft that are quality players, and the misevaluations are a problem, but they become even more problematic when, for example, Trey Hendrickson, you let him walk for a few reasons, one of them being you went all in on Marcus Davenport, right? So,
and Trey was, he was mired with injuries except for his final season here.
Sure, but my point is, like, okay, are you going to break the bank to keep Trey Hendrickson around when you just traded up into the first round to go get Marcus Davenport? Now you're going to play Marcus Davenport. So you already have Cam Jordan, you have these guys. So it becomes, okay, when you're misevaluating in the draft, you are going to make decisions based on, hey, we invested in this guy. And, you know, that's where you end up in the situation you have where, yeah, you watch the Bengals and it's like, man, Trey Hendrickson's leading the league in sacks. Wish we had him. You know, Zach Bond's leading the league in tackles. Wish we had him. Caden Ellis is, you know, a quality player as well. You wish you had him. But you're not paying $27 million to your backup linebacker. And so I think that's where when people complain about the roster getting older, that's where it becomes an issue. Like, okay, we had Zach Bond. We couldn't play him because we were dedicated to DeMario Davis playing until he's 90. So Zach Bond goes in and stars for the Eagles, and that's frustrating. But at the same time, you got to continue to stock that deck with quality young players on rookie deals because you're not going to fix the salary cap without that. And I would love to move on from Derek Carr in the sense of like, hey, you know, would be nice to reset from a salary cap perspective. The problem is it's going to take 2 to 3 years to, if you do that this year and move on from him and come back. And I don't think you have the players to replace him. So, no, I agree with a lot of things you said, but I do think that it is important to draft better to get back to where you need to go. I don't think you can get there through free agency. I don't think you can get there through, you know, just holding on to these guys for forever and hoping that the roster around them, and I'm talking about Cam Jordan, Tyrann Mathieu, DeMario Davis, Taysom Hill, will get back to the point where you're a Super Bowl contender. You have to bring in players through the draft.
Yeah, I understand the frustration of when you see these guys leaving and thriving in other places. I thought that immediately with a guy like a Caden Ellis, just because he was a late-round pick. He was finally developing, and the year he really did break out, the next season he left for Atlanta. But that's because you also had the Ryan Nielsen went over there to become the defensive coordinator in the ATL.
I just think, you know, guys want to play, right? And like, you're not going to be able to re-sign Zach Bond and say, yeah, you're going to be a special teamer. Like, no. He wants to go play. He didn't sign a big contract with the Eagles. Like,
right.
His contract with the Eagles was not extensive. Like, it was manageable. They just could not.
Yeah, the vision here was never really.
Never made sense. It was like.
For Bond, right.
It was a pick that felt like, hey, we like this guy. And then the head coach was just like, eh, I don't think it's going to work. And it never, there was never any commitment to it working, and it didn't work.
Well, I guess it was hard for him to get onto the field, too, when you got a guy like DeMario Davis and Pete Werner around.
Yes. Well, and yeah, and that was the other problem is they went and drafted Pete Werner the next draft. And I was like, all right, I guess we're never playing this guy.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.